introducing L.A. Holmes, who moved to Alaska in 1988 and has been in Kodiak just over 5 years. Her life and career has been on the water, close to the water, and teaching or bringing maritime to others. Though she loves our Emerald Island and the community here, after 31 years in Alaska, she'll be leading us to continue her maritime career in the South Pacific. This is her third presentation at Galley Tables, but she promises to share another story in 2 or 3 years when she comes back home. Good evening. I am one of those people who can remember way back into my life when I was just a babe in arms. So long before I remember anything that Mama said, I remember Mama's smile. And I remember her holding my wobbly little body in front of her and my little baby floppy self just flailing out to get those beautiful, beautiful white teeth. And Mama did this a lot. I guess moms do that with their babies. I've never had any, I don't know. My mom, like, before I ever remember anything she said, I remember this beautiful, beautiful smile. The encouragement, the love, the comfort, the support of Mama's smile. Mama was raised on a farm during the Great Depression. She and her family farmed with horses, hard work. It was a constant do-or-die scenario. So, as happens to a lot of farmers in that situation, you become extremely resilient and self-sufficient and very capable. And this definitely describes my mom. Mom was also a survivor. She was a victim of the polio epidemic. And when she was 14, she was stricken with the virus, where only 1 in 1,000 survived. And my mom survived. She spent several months in a hospital fighting for her life and learning how to live again. And my mom is a survivor and a self-sufficient person. So I'm going to tell you a story now about how those two things combined in her life and how she lived that out when she was a young lady raising me as a tiny kid before I ever even went to school. So what the polio did to Mom was it had crippled her right hand side, and that's everything. Her right arm was weaker, her right leg was weaker, her swallowing mechanism, everything on the right was weaker, and not everything recovered back to 100%. So what that meant was that Mom choked a lot when we were kids. She'd just start choking, you know, drinking water, but the swallowing mechanism doesn't work good, so instead of going down to the stomach, it might go down the windpipe instead. And, you know, for me that was just normal. But I guess Mom would, like, choke and then look at my sister and I and think about, what if she died and left us dead? I mean, left us, she would be dead. So being a can-do, self-reliant survivor, child of the Depression, can make it through anything person that my mom was, she decided to teach my sister and I was little, I wasn't in school yet, how to do an emergency tracheotomy. I was afraid you wouldn't laugh, but I'm glad you did. I guess Mom thought this would be better than... Anyway, she told us that, you know, if little girls, she's looking down at us, if Mama chokes and I don't start breathing again, And I might think, so you can dial the operator. You know, back then we didn't have 911. It was the rotary phone. You dial the operator, and, you know, then they send the ambulance. And she said, you can dial the operator, but by the time the ambulance gets here, it'll be too late. So I'm going to show you, I'm going to explain to you what to do to help Mama live. And there was an extremely sharp knife and a straw that was always kept on the countertop. And I could not see the countertop. But, you know, if I could go over to where the stove was, and I could reach up, yep, there's the stove, and then I could move along to the right, and as I got over to the edge of the countertop where it met the vertical part of the oven, then right there in that corner, in that right angle corner, there was an extremely sharp knife that shall always, always, always be there, and a straw. And my mom explained about making a hole in the trachea and putting a straw in. And I recommend nobody do this at home. I don't recommend you teach it to your kids. And, you know, for me, that's, my parents were always telling me weird stuff. You know, like my dad told me one time that the sun made the wind. So, I, you know, whatever my parents said, I'm just like, okay. And, you know, my sister, she was a little bit older, and it bothered her a whole lot more to think about doing this to Mom. But to me, I was just like, well, Mama said this is what you do. You know? I suppose all kids do this for their mom. I'm really thankful that I never ever had to perform that emergency trachea. And I thank my mom for the wonderful example she was in my childhood. That can-do spirit and her motto of remember the good times and continue to make good times. Mom was just an excellent example of can-do. So, like, you know, she built a cave in the backyard. She helped Grandpa roof the house. She put us in the vehicle and hauled us across country. And she did all that in a skirt, you know. She's just awesome. She's been to Alaska in my 31 years here. She's been up here like 12 times. Last year I was tent camping. Mom brought her own tent for our road trip. And like bedroll, sleeping on the ground with an 86-year-old woman, tent camping. And last month, I had Mama Tony's line dancing. So Mama is really good about remembering the good times and making the good times and living that and living an example of can do. And so I've had 31 years of really good times up here, and I'm off now to have some good times in the South Pacific. I don't know exactly what all I'm going to do, but I'll be back in a few years, and I'll tell you. So those of you who know me know that I like poetry. So to wrap all that up, what Mama said and making good times and me kind of wrapping up one chapter of my life and moving into another, I have a poem to close. Meet me back here in 2021 or 2022. I'll have all new stories to share with you. I'll perhaps tell of towns and southern constellations, or speak of new currents and visiting new nations. I might talk of boats or good-looking men, South Hemisphere sunsets, weather systems, and then I'll recall all the ports where I tossed lines, because Mama said, remember the good times.